Thank you again, Joe.
What's up?
Good morning, sir. You already at the office, or are you running late today?
No, I'll be there in a half hour. I got a whole bunch to do over there. I got some stuff done yesterday, though.
Oh, sounds like me. I got a bunch of stuff done yesterday, too. Got all the ceiling fans down. Now I just got to clean them up and put them on Marketplace.
Oh, very good. Okay. Well, at least you're getting things done. That's good. WAB.
Yeah, Melissa's friend came over 2 days in a row and got a bunch more stuff out of the basement and up to the curb. So, getting close, trying to move on a finish line so I can be done with it.
Very good. Yeah, I heard John talking about a little handy talkie this morning. I think it was. He was talking about some little inexpensive Motorola thing that's out there, and I looked it up. It's not a bad little radio for $300.
I'm going to have to check it out. Does it sound too bad? Is it a UHF DMR?
Yeah, it has no display. It's more of a business radio, but from what I've reading so far, it'll do everything we need it to do, and it's 4 watts.
Well, that's a thought for maybe another investment. But I got to invest in my cake first.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I need another handy talkie. Like I need a hole in my head, but nonetheless. But BPR50TX.
Interesting. Yeah, let's see how I'm going up to meet my coworker. Grab that programming cable I have for that TYT and put a digital frequency in there, like one I should put in there.
Put them all in there. Call me up on the phone, I'll help you.
Oh, it's just for he and I, for vehicle-to-vehicle, instead of us doing an analog GMRS, put a digital frequency in there that's offset from everybody else.
Okay. Yeah, give me a call. We'll figure it out. Did you see the news this morning? Fire truck got in the way of a jet?
And Metro?
Okay, somebody's chopping out here. Maybe it's my scan. Hold on. All right. I changed it to Priority 5.
Well, it says that Metro truck flew in front of a jet or drove in front of a jet.
It was a fire truck. Drove in front of a jet. The jet hit it. Killed the two pilots and hurt a bunch of people on the plane.
No, I did not. Was it local or was it somewhere else?
Local enough, New York.
Aye, aye, aye. Somebody wasn't paying attention to the AOA rules.
Yeah, they played the soundtrack, and you could hear the air traffic controller yelling at the fire truck, stop, stop, stop. The fire truck didn't pay any attention, so the jet hit it.
Oh, definitely 100% fire truck's fault. They did not pay attention to the tower. And no matter if you're what you are at that airport, the planes have 100% priority over everything.
Yeah, I'm not a pilot, and I know very little bit about flying, but I would assume that would be the case. Now, I ask you, who has the right of way?
The jet. You can cross an active runway, but you must get clearance from the tower to cross active runway. That is a federal rule.
Yeah, I'm sure. Somebody's in a lot of trouble. All right, I got to step out here, dude. I just heard it say hi. If I do any driving today, I'll find you. Chill with you on the radio. I'm going to put my tape radio back in my car. All right, later, Gator. WAB clear gears.
All right, I'll chat at you on about 73, KCAKJO.
KIA Mobile Monitoring. This is N6WY, November 6, Whiskey Yankee. Heard them open. N6WY is listening on Statewide 1.
N6WY, this is KIA, Kilowatt India 8 Alpha. Good morning. My name is Rod, and I'm in Brighton, Michigan at the moment.
All right, KIH Alpha. This is N6WY. Very good. Well, I'm in Shelby Township. Doing my morning routine of stretching, getting ready for my walk on the treadmill. And I just heard you out mobiling. I thought I'd give you a shout and let you know your radio's working. My name is Dave, and I think I said I'm in Shelby Township.
Very good, Dave. Well, you pop up on the screen there with your name and in Shelby Township. So, and you sound real good. I don't know what kind of rating, but I'm running a Anytone D890, and I'm using a home-built MMDVM that's self-powered and hotspot that I made, a duplex one, and I monitor two different talk groups on it, and so it works out pretty well. Go ahead.
Well, that's great. I have a 890 also. I'm programming it. I'm playing around with it. It works fine. But now they're coming out with some new firmware for it. You know, when I got it, it had a 101 in it, and I downloaded the when I first got it, the version 1.03. Then just a couple of days afterwards, they came out with 1.04, so I downloaded that and started playing with it seriously. And I decided to try NXDN. There's no NXDN in the official version of 1.04. Now, this week, I see, well, last week, I should say, got back to version 1.03 with NXDN. I haven't downloaded it yet, but I wonder why they're going backwards.
Oh, no, don't do that. That 103 is not what they're going backwards on. 104 is the official release, but there's also, from Anytone itself, there's a modification to 104 to turn on NXDN. That's what I'm running right now, too. I had 103 and the modified version of 103. There's two versions of 103, too. But the one you want is the 104 with the supplemental modification to turn on NXDN. If you look me up in QRZ and my email, send me an email, I'll send you the link to where it's at. And it's actually right in anytone.us or .net, I forget what it is, on their website. And that's what it is. The 103 is kind of an interim one.
Well, that's interesting. I know what you're talking about. It's kind of at the top of the list there of the 103 stuff, and has NX after it, but it does say D.103 NX something, you know, some extra letters, and there's no, it's just a .exe file. There's no explanation of what it is or anything, and I was kind of hesitant to download it. I did download it. I just haven't put it in the radio yet. So, I don't know. Does it fix the CBS also if I download the .exe?
Well, you can do it, but you got to remember that particular version of 103 was done by Ham in England, and he modified the 103 that they came out with in January. And since then, Anytone has released 1.04, and they also have released on their website a supplement to the 104 to turn on NXDN. It's an unofficial supplement, but it works perfectly, and it fixes the CPS, the whole works. There's a certain procedure you got to follow to make it all happen. It's not hard, but if you don't follow it, it doesn't happen. And if you send me an email, I'll send it to you and let you read it. And it's a must that you have to have 104 on there first before you put the second, the 104 modification. But it works very well. That's what I'm running. I'm talking to you on the 890 right now with it, and it works perfectly on NXDN.
Well, I'm talking about the official Anytone website.
one you mentioned, anycone.com, I forgot what it was. It's not anycone.usa, that's a different one. Anycone.com, I don't know if it's org or what, but it's the Chinese, the U.S. version, it's China, but it's the U.S. version of that official website of that company that makes Anycone, and they call it V.103. And that's what my confusion is. It's the official early release, and they call it official and everything. In fact, a couple of other sellers or dealers of Anycone also have exactly the same thing, and they call it V.103 for that supplement. And then they list all of the official versions of V.103 firmware after it. So that's what my confusion is. They don't have 104 anymore on their website unless they changed it this morning.
Oh, if they took it down, send me a link, you know, an email, because I'm good in QRZ if you have a QRZ account, and I will send you the link to it. It's the importer. It's not the official Anycone website out of China. It's the importer that brings them into the United States, the Anycone importer.
I am good in QRZ, you know, I remember. So I will get your email address and send you a little note and ask you to reply to it, because I'm kind of curious. And I won't do it this week because I got other things I want to do. And I'm completely revising my cold plugs anyway. I'm talking to you on the 8 right now, and I like to make them identical as far as EMR goes, so I can use them going back to radios. So I will do that. Well, thank you for the offer. And other than that, I got to get back to my routine here. So I'm going to say 73 this time around, and I will listen out. KIHA, this is N6WY.
Hi, Dave. The website I'll send you, it also gives a detailed explanation of what is to come in terms of getting the official okay. There's a conference that went through the 16th and the 19th of this month that is where Anycone, what they're attempting to do is to get official recognition of NXDN before they release the final firmware to make it work. And because Kenwood controls the whole NXDN thing, and they're trying not to do like Shark has done with the M1KE, just put in NXDN and the heck with getting approval for it. They just did it. And because they want to be able to sell this commercially too, and they have to have recognition for that. So and that it's quite a write-up, and it's right on their webpage. It's the U.S. importer. Now I'll send it to you, and then you can make your own determination what you want to do. I mean, you could go back to the old 103 if you want, but the new 104 does more things. So it's just, and that's what I'm running. I'm running the 104 and the 104 supplement in it right now. So take care. Nice talking to you. And I won't be able to get it to you until later this afternoon because I won't be home until then. And it's on my desktop at home, and I'll send it to you. So N6, it's call already. But I'll write it down anyhow because it'll be on my screen here. 73 KIA.
Okay, well, thanks again, KIA, this is N6WY, and I was following that conference and looking at the news on the Internet about it. And, of course, Anycone undersells Kenwood by almost order of magnitude for the NXDN radio. I mean, that's going to eat into Kenwood's profit if they get approval. Anyway, 73, KIA, this is N6WY.
73.
I-8A, this is KC8MXG calling. I-8A, this is KC8MXG calling.
Hi, KC8MXG, I believe it was. This is KI8A.
You're out of Howell, Michigan? Go ahead.
That's correct. But right now I'm happen to be in Brighton, not too far from there. So, yeah, I'm just out mobiling right now.
There's a quick question from my newbie. I wondered why you had a strange DMR ID code coming in as 2649818. Go ahead.
You're talking about the DMR ID. And the reason that's doing that is because your database is not updated in your radio or in your hotspot combo. So that's not strange. That's normal. And if you're new, there's two databases that have to be updated in order to see the call or, I don't know what kind of radio you're on, but some radios have the ability to do the ad hoc too, but most don't.
Yeah, it's just simple Chinese, BTEC, and I will check and see if I've updated the big 50,000 member list. I've usually just skip over that one because of the time factor, but I'll check it. Anyway, thanks for the reply. This is KC8MXG, clear.
KC8MXG, KID. I don't know how many your radio holds, but the list is over 300,000. So it's a big list anymore, and some radios won't hold that many. And like this one that I'm on right now will hold 500,000, so it's not a problem. Not knowing the exact radio you have, but you can also plug them into the code plug too and put in, just do all the U.S. or do, forget all the foreign ones or things like that if you're not going to talk to foreign, and you can cover all the hams pretty much in the country because a lot of them are limited to like 200,000. So at any rate, have a great day. Nice talking to you. KC8MXG, KID.
KC8MXG, KBSW.
Go ahead, W8, et cetera, et cetera. Say again.
It's KBSWR. Paul, he was coming in through Brandmeister too, so I don't know how you have your radio set up, but it might have been just showing the talk group, so I don't know. He was on Brandmeister, just FYI. KBSWR.
Thanks for the response. I'm clear.
Yeah, my internet must have glitched. I didn't hear you. Sorry.
KBSW.
Copy, KID Mobile Monitoring.
KJBD testing, testing. KJBD testing, testing. KJBD testing, testing. KJBD testing, testing.
KJBD NAWRO, Macomb County. Jim, I got you coming in loud and clear.
NAWRO, this is KJBD. Thanks. Yeah, I was just testing, making sure that the DMR was actually coming through and transmitting. I was having trouble getting onto the R5 net and decided I'd give this a check and see what was going on before I did something expensive. Thanks for coming back to my call. This is KJBD.
No problem. Anytime. I recognize that voice anywhere from the state nets there. Have a good one, Jim. NAWRO. I'll be clear after you, sir.
NAWRO. KJBD. Yeah, thanks for coming back. Appreciate that. Running the state nets is one of the fun things I get to do. And thanks for your participation. This is KJBD, and I'll be clear.
Hey, with us. S-Z-E, K-X-8-M-K. I didn't get your call.
K-C-8-K-K-L.
Hey, that's Z-E, here, loud and clear. K-C-8-M-X-G, clear.
Who's there?